7:31, President Moon Jae-in replacing his chief of staff, two other senior aides, and various other aides, as we were just hearing, as he's entered the third year of his five-year term. So just to get to some of the big names, he replaced Im Jong-seok with Noh Young-min, a former politician who'd been serving as ambassador to China since October 2017. What a way to finish his post there, given what's happened this week with Chairman Kim's visit. Also, Yoon Do-han, a former journalist, was made press secretary, and former lawmaker Kang Ki-chung will be the senior secretary for political affairs. So, Teddy Beck, you've been taking a look at the responses here in the local media. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
And let's begin with the Korea Economic Daily.
Okay. According to the paper, Tuesday's reshuffling could be recognized as President Moon's will to spearhead his policy drives by revitalizing the reform momentum and tightening his grip on state affairs. The paper said the replacement of his key secretaries should have been made earlier. There has been criticism on the presidential office for bypassing the concerned ministries and creating a communication gap through its deeper involvement for policy implementations. The minimum wage increase, which was met by a huge market reaction, would be an example, the paper said. And the spy scandal triggered by a former investigator on an anti-corruption team, where the Blue House has been alleged to spy on people, including civilians, while interfering in personal management at private businesses, contribute to the faltering approval ratings of President Moon, the paper said.
And what was the expectation on this by the paper?
The paper called for the new team to think about seriously on why the president's approval ratings fell and see the mistake of prior team as a lesson. The paper cited a concern brought up by the Tuesday's reshuffling that the new team, made up of president's close associates, may have the president stay away from the vivid reality, contributing to even bigger communication gap.
And we can also see how the Sege Ilbo responded.
Mm-hmm. According to the paper, the reshuffling has been needed in several respects. The president's approval rating, once soared as high as 80%, has now plummeted to 40% range, holding the self-righteous attitude and lack of open communication by the secretary's office to be responsible. Further, continued economic ooze, a spy scandal by a former anti-corruption investigator of Blue House, and the alleged pressure by the presidential office for the issuance of deficit-covering bonds have amounted to a trust crisis. In this situation, the measures for tightening up the discipline and revitalizing the momentum have been more than needed, the paper said.
Now, how does the paper score the new secretarial team overall?
The paper saw the reshuffling fall short of expectation. The newly appointed top presidential secretary Noh Young-min and senior secretary for political affairs Kang Ki-jung are among the president's closest associates and are being doubted if they could have their own voices, the paper concerned. Moreover, both were left out of the Democratic Party's nomination for the country's 20th general election in 2016 due to their misconducts in the National Assembly, according to the paper. It went on to say that it was with regret that Cho Guk, a senior secretary for civil affairs overseeing the anti-corruption team, who sat at the center of the failure of the verification system and the influence peddling, remained. The paper said this is why the shakeup of Tuesday was viewed just as being limited to a measure for the President Moon to tighten his control, far from revamping the discipline.
And the Hangyore, how did it respond?
Hangyore began by detailing the contents of the reshuffling and portrayed its meaning from the perspective of upcoming 2020 general election and the need for tightening the discipline of Blue House staffs. According to the paper, multiple officials in the Blue House are expected to run for the general election under the ruling Democratic Party banner. By appointing close associates to senior positions, President Moon intends to tighten his grip on the control of the government and spearhead his reform agenda, the paper phrased.
And did it reach a positive evaluation?
Yes, stressing that the chief of staff No and senior secretary Kang worked closely with the president, and also they served 3 terms in parliament. The paper commented that the lineup was seen aimed at improving relations with the parliamentary opposition. Hungary pointed out that teamwork and performance are, of course, an important factor, but what is equally required is an attitude of inclusiveness and affinity by the presidential office to make the politics work smoothly. The paper also recognized that the job of staff in Blue House is in principle to aid the president, but its symbolic implications should not be underestimated. In that regard, the shakeup of Tuesday fell just short of injecting an air of freshness to the public. The paper expressed its hope for a more progressive and inclusive style in case of ministerial reshuffling anticipated on or around Lunar New Year.
Let's finish now with the Hanguk Ilbo.
The paper summarized the reshuffling as the deployment of the President Moon's undisputed royalists to the front line to tighten his grip on state affairs in his third year of the 5-year single term. According to the paper, this has been well expected. Hanguk-Ilbo cited the briefing by the Blue House on the background, where it said the selection was heavily weighted toward the candidate's ability to make a result and was made through the strict verification process.
What advice did it leave us with?
Referring to the new team's announced slogan of, quote, listening and responsibility, unquote, the paper requested, please listen to the outside world and take responsibility personally.
Okay, well, thank you, Teddy, for taking us through those.
Thanks, Alex.
Teddy Beck with the comprehensive local media view of exactly what's been going on in the Moon Jae-in administration. I'm sure they'll have plenty more to say after he gives that press briefing today, and they'll have a chance to ask follow-up questions for the first time. So that's going to be really interesting to see.